Day 2, Coming Home Smelling Bad. Devotional. One of the most beautiful moments in the prodigal son story happens when the father sees his son returning. The son is dirty, smelly, and broken from his time feeding pigs, the lowest job imaginable for a Jewish person. He's rehearsed a speech about becoming a servant, convinced he's forfeited his right to be called a son. But before he can even finish his prepared apology, his father runs to him and embraces him. Think about that image. The father hugged him while he still smelled like pig slop. He didn't wait for his son to shower, change clothes, or prove he was sorry. He embraced him exactly as he was. This is how God receives us when we come home. We often think we need to clean up our act first, get our lives together, and prove we're worthy of his love. But that's backwards thinking. God doesn't see our filth when we return, he just sees our homecoming. Maybe you're hesitating to come to God because you feel too messy, too broken, too ashamed. You think you need to fix yourself first. But God is saying, come as you are. I'll do the cleaning. I just want you home. The beautiful truth is that our mess doesn't disqualify us from God's love, it qualifies us for his grace. He specializes in taking broken, smelly, desperate people and making them whole again. You don't need to be perfect to come home. You just need to come. Bible verse. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. Luke 15:22. Reflection question. What smell or shame are you carrying that makes you feel unworthy of God's embrace, and how might God see you differently than you see yourself? Quote, he hugged him while he still smelled bad. Prayer. Lord, thank you that you don't wait for me to clean up before you embrace me. Help me to come to you just as I am, trusting that your love is bigger than my mess. Remove the shame that keeps me from running into your arms. Amen.